Okay, today is Daf Beis of Moed Katan. Welcome to Moed Katan. What's Moed Katan doing here in this part of the Seder Moed? So what's Moed Katan about? It's about Chol HaMoed, right? That's what most of it's about. The last paragraph is about Avelos. We'll get to that, why that is. But Moed Katan's about Chol HaMoed. The Rambam says the reason why it's here is because after Megillah, which is all about Purim, Chol HaMoed has similar halachas to Purim. Right, similar type of day. I might have more kedusha even, but it's similar. Working and different things you can do and not do in Chol HaMoed are very similar to Purim. Therefore they put Moed Katan after Purim. Okay. Good.
Really?
What? So the first part of the first Mishnah is going to talk about things that you're allowed to do and not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed relating to working the land. That and since Chol HaMoed, here we go. Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moed, you are allowed to water and irrigate a field that doesn't have enough water on Chol HaMoed, Ubashvias, and also on Shemitah. Okay, what's the reason for this? If you don't water the field, it'll get ruined. So something that'll get ruined is mutter on Chol HaMoed. We're not talking about, extending, but that it shouldn't get ruined. You could do that on...
I understand.
So we're going to get to that. That's what we're going to spend the next 3 days on Shemitah. So Rashi sets up on top. It's a long Rashi, but it lays down the whole story here. What is Chol HaMoed? Where did Chol HaMoed come from? Who made up this thing of Chol HaMoed? The Torah says you should keep the first day of Yom Tov and the last day. So how do you know you have any Kedusha Chol HaMoed? How do you know it's anything? It could be it's nothing. So Rashi says, Sadeh, you have a field. Shehi Omed as Bahar. It's in a mountain. Right? V'tzarech l'hashkosa tamid. You have to constantly water it. Mashkin osa, you're allowed to water it. Afilu Chol HaMoed. Even on Chol HaMoed. Why? L'fishahu lo hefsid gadol. It'll be a big hefsid in Eino Mashka osa. If you don't feed it. V'davar shall hefsid, and if something is a hefsid, hitiru chachamim l'tshroach bo b'chal HaShemoyd. The chachamim allowed you to be matriachit on Chol HaMoed. Either it's a Chol HaMoed is a dinder rabbanon, so the rabbanon made up the rules, so they made up the exceptions to the rules, or some say it's a daraisa, it's a dinder daraisa Chol HaMoed, but the parameters were given to the chachamim. So the Chachamim said, okay, so if it's not a hefsid, we're going to say it's the Aser, and if it's a hefsid, we're not saying it's Aser. Kimo she'onu motziyim in Masechtas Chagiga, like we find in Chagiga, the Chziv, it says, Sheishes yomim tochal matos, 6 days eat matah, uvayom hashvi, and on the seventh day, atzeres l'shem elokecha. It's an atzeres, it's a stay of stoppage, right? Ma shvi otzur ba'asiyas malacha, just like on the seventh day, you're not allowed to do work. Af shisha atzurim basiyas malacha. So too, I would say, the first 6 days, you also can't do work. Ima shvi atzur b'chol malacha. Af shisha atzur b'chol malacha. I would say there's no malacha. Talmud lomar. Hashvi. Shvi atzur b'chol malacha. Ve'en shisha atzurim b'chol malacha. Only on the seventh day, there's no malacha. Not on the other 6 days. Of course, the first day, also, you can't do malacha. That's a separate pasuk for that. Ha lo matzaren akasav el lechachamim. This pasuk was given over to the chachamim. Lo malacha ezu malacha asur v'chal shemoyd. Which malachas asur on Chol HaMoed the ezu muteres, and which malachas are mutter. But malacha sheyesh ba hefsid, and if there's a loss involved, im eina osa, if you don't do it, kigon, for example, lahashkos beis hashlochin, to water a field that needs the water, hitiru chachamim. The Chachamim will matter it. Okay? Correct. It's a hefsid. Correct. Now, not only can you irrigate a field that needs the water on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, and on Shemitah, Bein B'mayon Shiyatza Mitchila, you can use an old canal, or bein mimayin shelo yatzu b'tfilah, Or you could use one, a mayon, that was not used before, meaning it's brand new. And the Gemara will say why we said both of these. Aval, ein mashkin, but you cannot use, you cannot water a field. Lo mimei hagishamin, you can't use rainwater. Velo mimei hakilon, and you can't use well water. The reason being, how are you getting the rainwater into the field? The only way to do it is to collect it. That's considered too much of a tircha. See, even though we matered it, you have to minimize your tircha. So collecting rainwater or water from a well is considered too much of a tircha. Stay away from that. The ein osin ugios ligafanim. You're also not allowed to dig ditches for your vineyards.
I would imagine that the issue of major shaman is also a matter of tircha yisera.
Oh, you said that. It's tircha. It's tircha yisera. Exactly, it's tircha yisera. So we mastered it, but not with a tircha yisera.
Yeah, it's arranged on the field itself.
Correct. We're talking about collecting it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, "Ein osin es ha'ama betchila b'moed u'b'shvius." You can't build the ama is the canal. It's called. Thank you. It's called an ama because it was like an ama in diameter. You can't use. You can't build an ama on Chol Hamoed and or on Shemitah year. That you can't do. You can't build it. We forgot. I'll do it now in Chol Hamoed. No, you have to build it from beforehand. Get it ready from beforehand. The Gemara is going to ask, why can't you build it on Shemitah? It has nothing to do with the land. Why can't you do that on Shemitah? So the Gemara will ask that question later in the week. The Chacham Omrim, Chacham said no. Osin es ha'ama betchila b'shvius. No, during Shemitah, you're allowed to build a canal. There's nothing wrong with that. It has nothing to do with the land. Yeah, you're going to put it in the land. It has nothing to do with the land. Shemitah and Chol Hamoed, they're meant a similar dinim, not the same thing. Chol Hamoed is a yontif, even not in the land. Shemitah is only about the land. So why can't I build a... Says the Chacham, no, you're allowed to build one. You're allowed to build it lechatchila even during Shemitah. Also, umisakten es hamikul kolos b'moed. You can fix anything that got broken on Chol Hamoed. Umisakten es hakilkule hamayim b'rishos haradim. You can also fix any broken water canals, water stuff in rishos haradim. The chotetin osan, and you can clear them out of any dirt and debris. Right, Tosfos said, second Tosfos, she'im nismale habor, if the bor got stuffed up, mutter lechatot, you're allowed to clean it out, ulaha amiko, and to, you know, make it deeper, she'afar tichuach, because the dirt is very soft. So if you have a clog, you can fix the clog. Ava lechofra betchila, but to dig a ditch, to dig a well, lechatchila on Chol Hamoed, she'akarka kasha, where the earth is very hard, low. Mishum ter ikat ter chayisera. That's too much. Okay?
You know what? You mentioned you're only heavy duty tank. How about, you know, riding and going to work?
We're going
to
get. It's the first Mishnah.
It starts in the hardcore.
It starts where most of it was applied to them, which is in the field. That's it was an agricultural life. So that's where it starts. It starts in the field, right? You want to know if you can take the car to get an oil change at Chol Hamoed? We're not going to get to that yet. I don't know if we're going to get to that, right?
So like normal, like simple writing or...
So writing is a separate issue on Chol Hamoed. It's a separate thing, which we'll get to. Okay? Next. U'misaknin es hadrachim. You can also fix the roads. The roads need fixing, right? V'es harachovos, or the streets. V'es mikvos hamayim, or mikvos. For osin called tzarchei rabim, you can do all tzarchei rabim. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask, what does that come to include?
And also, the rishus rabim is tzarchei rabim also.
Correct.
So why isn't that usher?
Why is that separate? You mean?
Why is it usher?
It's not usher. It's not.
Oh, you're right.
No, it's not.
So why is it so then?
Why is it all separate? Umitzayin and hakvaros. You can also mark off the graves. They used to mark the graves. They still have it today in Tzvas. The graves were made of a different color, so the Kahana would know to stay away from them. It wasn't like today where there's a cemetery. People would just be buried in some random place, right? Like in Israel, the random place. It's a grave here. So they would mark it, they know the Kohen should stay away. You can do that on Chol Hamoed too. Vayotzin af al klayim. And they can even go out on klayim. They see klayim, they can even uproot it on Chol Hamoed. That's such a busy thing. Even on Chalamar, you can uproot it. Okay? Yeah. Okay, now it says the Gemara like this. So what do we say? We said you're allowed to water a field, and you can use an old Mayan to do it, a Mayan that's already trusted, been here for 200 years, and you can use even a new Mayan. Never been used before. It's brand new. So hashta. Yesh lomar Mayan, mi Mayan shiyata betchila. The Asi Lan Pule. If you're allowed to use a Mayan Shiyatza Batila, it means a brand new Mayan. What's the issue with a brand new Mayan? Asi Lan Pule. Right? We're afraid that somehow the karka next to it's gonna fall. It's not broken in yet. And so how do they transfer Asi Lan Pule? It's not firmly established. It's not firmly established. It might come to collapse. If we're allowing that, if we're allowing a brand new ama which might come to collapse, so mashkin mimayin shelo yotze betchila delo asil anpulim mibayi. Do I need to say that you can use an old one that won't collapse? That's been tested and established. Do I need to say that? Why didn't I say both? So we could give the answer. Well, lo zu avzu. Right, the Gemara is not going to give that answer. Amri itzrach. No, it was necessary. Itanamayin shiyatza betchila. If I only would have said, I'm using a brand new mayon. Havamin, I would have thought. Hacha hu the beis hashlach is in beis habaalo. You know what I would have thought? I would have thought it's only mutter in a beis hashlachin. What's a beis hashlachin? A Beis HaShlachan is a field that needs water. Beis HaBaal, but a Beis HaBaal, a different kind of field, low. It's not good. What's a Beis HaBaal? Says Rashi, Beis HaBaal, Sadahu Ba'amuk. It's a field in a valley. Ve'ein Otzarech Lashkosa. It doesn't need any water. Ve'ein Ba'hefzid, Ve'ein Mashkinosa. And there'll be no hefzid if you don't touch it on Chalamoid. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to it. Why? It's in an area where it has enough water. Nothing's going to happen. So I would have thought, the Beis HaShlachan in, Beis HaBaalo. Mishom to Asilan Pule. Why? Because we're afraid it's not established, it might collapse. If that's true, that we're afraid it's established, it's not established and it might collapse, only where it's vital we'll allow it. But if it's not vital, we're not going to allow it. Avo Mayon, but a Mayon, Shalo Yatza Betchila, Delo Asilan Pule, but a Mayon that is established, and it's quite old, and we're not afraid it's going to break. Ema, I would have said, I feel a base of Al-Nami. And even in a base of Al-Nami, you can also use it. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah has to be specific. Lo, Shana, Mayan, Shiyatza, Betchila. It doesn't matter if the Mayan is old, new. Lo, Shana, Mayan, Shiyatza, Betchila. It doesn't matter if it's old, it makes no difference. Base of Shlachin in, base of Balo. Only in a base of Shlachin, not in a base of Bal. Okay? Now, my mashma, so okay, so you got all that? That's why the Mishnah say both? To teach it is din. I would have thought that a Beis HaBaal, which doesn't really need the water, Kuwait, doesn't really need it, but if it's not going to break, I might as well use it. Why not? But if it's a new Amma, and we're all hesitant, and maybe it's not going to last, it's not established, so only where it's vital. No, it's not true. You can't use no Amma can go anywhere where it's not vital. So only, that's why the Mishnah starts off only Beis HaShlachin. By the way, my mashma the high Beis HaShlachin listen to Tzichusahi. How do you know the words Beis HaShlachin means thirsty, meaning it's a field that really needs water? Kedichsev it says Va'ata Oyef V'Yogeya. Right, and you were tired and you were Yogeya. Where is that pasuk by the way? It's in Parsha Zachar. Right, Va'ata Oyef V'Yogeya. Right, you were tired, you were thirsty. Right. Umatargaminon, and the Targum translates that, Va'at Mishalhi Veloi. You were thirsty. You were thirsty and weary. So you see that this word means thirsty. Umay Mashma, the high Beis HaBaal, listen to the Yatvusahi. And how do you know that a Beis HaBaal means it's all good? Right? The Yatvusahi means all good. How do you know that means that? What is that? Oh, okay. The Chsiv, it says. It's in Yeshaya, ki yival bachor besula, when a bachor will have relations with a besula, umetargaminon, and the targum of that translation is Are kamadi mi tusav al olam im besulta yasvinan begavach benach. Meaning the word yatvusa. It's good. It's all calm. Everything's good. So that's how you see it. The word beis habal means it's all good. We don't need the water. Okay. Now back to the Gemara. Mantana, who's the author, the pseida in, that the only reason why it's mutter is because there's a loss. We're only allowing you to use a field like this because there's a loss. Harvacha, lo. But if there's a varvacha, a gain, that you can't do. That you're not allowed to do in Chalamoy. By the way, v'afil v'makum seida. And even if there's a loss, mitrach nami lo tarchinan. You can't even do an extra tircha, as we've been saying. Okay, who's the Tana? Mati, look at this. Look at the Tosas of man Tana pseida in. Man Tana pseida in. Mishum da'ash kachan lekamon dera meir polagolad demas nisan. Because on Amid Beis, we're going to see soon that Rav Meir argues on these ideas. The Masnisan, the high Stam Masnisan, Lo Asa Ali Bey, and the Campy, he can't be the author of this Mishnah. So this Stam Mishnah cannot be, according to Rav Meir, Kishar Stam, like other Stam Mishnahs, Mishum Hachi Kaboya Shas Mantana. Therefore, the Shkumar wants to know who's the author. You hear that? How many times in Shas do we have Mantana? It's not Rav Meir. All the time. What? Okay. Anyway, Amar Ravuna, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Where do you see that? Ditnan, because we learned later on in Davov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchinat Hamayim me'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree, right?
Achalamod,
yeah. Ubalvad shelo yashke esasad kula. As long as you don't water the entire field. So what do you see from here? Right? But you're not allowed to water. You're not allowed to water the entire field if it's not necessary. Only what's necessary. From tree to tree you can do. But to water the whole field you can't do. So what do you see? That he holds only Beis HaShlachin and without a tercha. So what are you talking about? Harvacha, the low tircha. That's because it's a harvacha without tircha. Maybe he holds that. Maybe he holds harvacha's mutter as long as it's not a tircha. Makom pseida mishmasli didn't say anything about a loss. So that can't, he can't be the author. The Gemara says, you're right. Elra Amar of Papa, Hamani, Rabbi Yehudahi. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. Here we go. The Tanya. We have a Brayta that says like this. Mayan hayote betchila mashkin mimenu. Afilu sada beit habal divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if you have a mayon, a brand new one. What? Yeah, it's right now being used. It's going on now for the first time.
What do you call a new one? A shaloyatzibetchila
was an old one. It's not being used for the first time. Anyway, and it's opposite of what you think. Anyway, what does he say? What does his price? What does the mayor say? A mayon, even if it's brand new, you can use to irrigate a beis habal. Now, I mentioned didn't say that. I mentioned said first of all, you can't use a beis habal. Right. Second of all, you can use any kind of mayon you want. Only this can't be. Our mission can't be a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, or Rav Papa said the mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. First of all, you can only use a beis hashlachin shecharva that got destroyed, got ruined, right? Is that how they translate the shecharva? Dried up. That makes sense. That could fit in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, lo kach v'lo kach. They're both wrong. Yeser al kain. More than that, Amar Yehuda, lo yifana adam amas hamayim. You're not allowed to turn the ama, the canal, or move it. To water your garden or your ruin on Chalamoy. My charva, what does that mean, ruin? What does that mean, dried up? Ilema charva mamish. If it's mamish dried up. So, lama li lemashkile. What do you have to water it for? It's over. Watering it's not going to bring it back. It's gone. It dried up, it's gone. This is not a field that you're ever going to get anything out of it. It's gone. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, no. You know what the pshat is? Shecharva mimayin zeh, v'yatzala mimayin acher. Right? One dried up.
And another mayin sprung up.
What?
One dried,
yeah, and you have another one that sprung up over here. Up. Right, exactly. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar, lo kach v'lo kach. What did he mean? Not this and not this. Lo shna charav me'aneha. It doesn't matter if it dried up. V'lo shna lo charav me'aneha. And it doesn't matter if it didn't dry up. Mayin shiyatza betchila lo. You can never use a brand new mayin. A brand new mayin, exactly. So what do you see from here? That our author of our Mishnah can only be one person from these three people. It can only be Rabbi Yehuda. It cannot be Rabbi Meir, and it cannot be Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, right, so we said, who is it? The author is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who said, Dilma maybe ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, beis ha-shlochin in, beis ha-baal lo. Maybe he only said, beis ha-shlochin. If you, by the way, if you go back to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, he said one sentence. He said, ein mashkin ela sada beis ha-shlochin shecharva. You can only irrigate a beis ha-shlochin that dried up. But does he mention anything about tircha? No. So says the Gemara, who said he's the author of our Mishnah? Mimai, Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda beis ha-shlochin in beis ha-baal lo. Wait, when he said that you can only use, that you can only irrigate a beis ha-shlochin, not a beis ha-baal, elamai in sheyatza b'tchila. That's only a mayon that's brand new. Dilma osi lan pule. Maybe it'll get destroyed. Right? Says Rashi, let's read the sentence. Avo mayin shelo yatza b'tchila. But if it's an old mayon, the lo asilan pule, which will not get destroyed, I feel a beisabel nami. Then a beisabel also would be okay. Says Rashi on top, right? So if it's dilma asilan pule, it might come to get destroyed. It might come to get destroyed. Again, why is it going to get destroyed? Because it's not established. It's not tested. So I would have only allowed it in an emergency. What's an emergency? A beis hashlochin. Right?
Well, it's more of a tircha from that time.
We're not saying anything about tircha.
What's the issue then?
What?
The issue
is need. Might break. So don't start. What's going to happen if it breaks? It's a bigger disaster. So only use a new one like that. That's all you have. You only have a brand new one. It's never been used before. All right. So only use that one in a beis hashlochin. Why? Because the need is very great. But if you have a beis habal, it can wait. You know what? If it can wait, then use an established one. The odds are in your favor. That's all we're saying. If that's true, and he's not the author of a Mishnah.
When it comes to break, if it breaks, we'll have to go out.
So maybe you might have to go now hire the guys to come fix it, the whole big chagadya on Chol HaMoed. So you know what? Don't use that. Rashi says, Aval ha-mayon mimayon shelo yatza b'tchila, but if it's a mayon that's not new, afilu beis ha-baal nami shai Rabbi Yehuda. He might even allow that on. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't even allow that. Umas nisan diktani nami mimayon shelo yatza b'tchila beis ha-shlochin in, Beis HaBaal lo, lav Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah never allowed Beis HaBaal. Never allowed such a thing. So it can't be. You following? Too complicated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So the Gemara says, one second, Im Cain, if you're rejecting Rabbi Yehuda, then Masnisan Aman Tarme. Who is the author of Mishnah? Who is it? There's no one left. Ella, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Shna Mayan Shiyatza Betchila. It doesn't matter if it's an old mayon. I'm sorry, a new one. Lo shna mayon shelo yatza betchila. It doesn't matter if it's a new one. Beis hashlochin in, beis habal lo. Beis hashlochin yes, beis habal no. Okay? Baha diktani mayon shiyatza betchila. Then why on earth did he mention a mayon that's brand new? Why did he mention that? So we said before to tell you exactly this idea. That I would have thought that you're allowed to use an old mayan in a beis habal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he just said, so again, the question returns. So why did Rabbi Yehuda have to mention that? By the way, a brand new mayan is good. Why do you have to mention an old one? The answer is, l'dicha kochad r'meir. Tell you how mekel r'meir is. Da'filu mayan hayotza b'tchila, even a mayan that's brand new, you can even use that for a sada habal. It doesn't need it, and it might break. Doesn't matter, it's all good, according to a mayor. Okay? That sort of ends that topic. Now, the next Gemara is actually quite famous because it has to do with Shabbos. Ready? Itmar. Hamanachesh. Hamanachesh means you pull up weeds. Right? Pulling up weeds, is that what it means? Weeding. The Hamashkemayim Lizroim, or watering a field. Watering. I take my water, what's that called? A water can, and I go over my vegetable patch and I pour water on it. Did I plant?
No.
Did I do kotzer? What did I do? Do I do anything? Again, I pull up weeds. What did I do? Did I plant? I didn't plant. What did I do by pulling up weeds? What do I do by watering a field? What? Zoreya. So, the answer is yes. Well, we'll see in a minute. How could it be Zoreya? Because Zoreya doesn't mean only putting a seed in the ground. So it doesn't mean only that. It means that too. It means anything to foster growth. So by watering a field, I'm fostering growth. By pulling weeds out of the ground, I'm fostering growth. Or, there's another way to look at it, you could be violating the Isser of Choresh. Choresh means plowing. That means I'm preparing the field for growth. So by pulling out the weeds, I'm preparing the field for growth. And by watering it, I'm preparing it for growth. Which is why, Itmar, Hamanachesh, Bahamash, Gamayim, Lizroth, and Beshabbos, Mishamai Mashminon Bey. The Gemara has no doubt. The Gemara has no doubt that it's Usher. The question is why? What's the Isser? What's the Hasra? Right? Rashi says, right here, Rashi. D'may malacha kachashvinan lay. What malacha is this? What malacha is this? Divadai kotzer lo chashvinan. It's for sure not kotzer. He's talking about weeding. Why is it not kotzer? I'm pulling something out of the ground. De'ein she'enu mischavin litol ha'asavim. You don't want to use this grass. El l'sakin asav matovim shebesadeh. All you want to do is make the other grass better. Kotzer by definition means you want it. So pulling something out of the ground, might be also the Rabbanon, but pulling something out of the ground, even if you're pulling it out of the ground, b'mezid, no question about it. But your kavana is only not for what I'm pulling out, it's not kotzer. Okay? Not kotzer. Says Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Mishamai Masminon, De'ein Adam Loke V'no Lo Neherag, you can't get Malkus and you can't be put to death, Ela Bahasra. You have to have Asra first. Shemasrinan bo, we tell you, lo sase hach isura. Don't do that iser. What iser? Don't violate Shabbos. What do you mean don't violate Shabbos? Is that enough? Kidem afkinam b'sanhedrin, mikrod tarach lafari shami iser behedya. You have to say the iser behedya. So the Gemara assumes that you see a guy watering his field on Shabbos, telling him, by the way, don't violate Shabbos, is not enough. My masrinan. What's the hasra? So, Rabba Omar Mishum Choresh, Rabbi Yosef Omar Mishum Zareya. Machlokes. Choresh or Zareya? Omar Rabba Kavati Didi Mestabra. I'm right. I'm probably right. Why am I probably right? Because Ma Dargashal Choresh, Lurifui Ara. What's the purpose of Choresh? To get the earth better. Hainami, Ma Rufui Ara. This gets the earth better. Amr of Yosef, Kavasi Didi Mistabra. I'm right. Ma Daga Shal Zoreya. What's the purpose of Zoreya? With Tamuche Pera. To help things grow. Hachanami Matzmich Pera. I'm helping things grow. Right? What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. Well, why can't it be both? Right? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. So look at Tosfos Kamarupe Ara. Why does Rabba says it's choresh? Why is it choresh? Because I'm making the land better. Says Rabba, says Tosfos, the basar ikar hamalacha azlinan. What's the ikar malacha? Dome lechoresh. It's dome to choresh. There's no question that when I'm pulling weeds out of a ground, that's more dome to choresh. There's no question about that. So what about Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef says it's Zoreya. Says Tosos, for Rav Yosef, afa gaf the ikr malacha dome lechoresh. Even though that's true, you can't dispute that. The ikr malacha is more dome lechoresh. Nevertheless, machsheves hanefesh lav lerefuye ara. That's not what you want. Right? Ubahachi pligi. This is what they're arguing about, says Tosfos. Diraba savar labasar maisa midaminan lay. You go by the action. Velo acha hamachshava. Not after your intent. For Rabbi Yosef savar basar machshava azlinan. You go after his intent. The ha'ikar, that's the ikar. Velo azlinan basar hadimyon. Don't go after what it looks like. What's his intent? It's a fundamental, this Tosfos is like a fundamental Tosfos in Hilchos Shabbos. Intent versus action, right? What? That's malacha versus not malacha. Here, there's no question it's a malacha. There's no question, right? So now the Gemara says... What?
It is your intention to...
No, your intention really is to seed. That's what Rabbi Yosef will say.
You're weeding, right?
You're weeding to seed.
Yeah,
right, the end result, that's what Tosfos said. He's not arguing on the end result. He's not arguing that it looks like Choresh. That's not really what you want it for. You want it for further...
Which is your Rafui Ari, isn't it?
What? No, Ikaperi, he says. It's for the fruit itself. It's, in order for this to make sense, you have to say that's what his intention was. Otherwise, there's no machlokas. They're not arguing about anything. So anyway, so Gemara says, Amale Abaya l'Rabba, l'didach kasha, l'Rabbi Yosef kasha. And I bought the kasha on both of you. First of all, l'didach kasha, Rabba, you're my Rebbe, right? You said Mishum Choresh. Mishum Choresh is Mishum Zareya lo. Isn't it also Zareya? Rabbi Yosef kasha, Mishum Zareya and Mishum Choresh lo. Isn't it both? You want to tell me that anytime you do one action, you can't be chayev twice? That's not true. But Amar of Kana, Zomer, if you're Zomer, Vitzarech le'etim, and you want what Zomer? Zomer means you prune, and you want the etim, what do you want them for? Not like Rashi said before, when you're weeding, you don't want what you weed. No, you want the etim. Chayev shtayim, you chayev twice. Echel mishum noteya, v'echel mishum kotzer. Right? What? What are with both? Yeah. By the way, if you do that, you're going to be chayev zoreya and choresh.
Twice.
Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers kasha. That's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. So Rashi. So let's do. Why is he chayev both? Chayev both. Kasha, we don't have, so why aren't you chayev? Why are the machlokes? Is it Zoreya or is it Choresh? It's both.
Right.
Kasha. Tosfos asked that question. We'll get to it in a minute. Before we get to that question, get to the question before. Tosfos before, Tzarech le'etim. Right? It's Zomer for Tzarech le'etim. So Tosfos reminds you, Avalim ain't Tzarech le'etim, but if you don't need the etim, lo nemar bo dechayev mishum ketira. There is no koter. Delo damio le katira, it's not like katira. The kotzer in lemaichel, when you cut it off for some food, or midi shetzrichinan le'ezadavar, or for some other purpose, firewood, let's say, kigon refua, you need some medicine, ukiyotzebehen, de'i lav shekotzer in legufo, lezarach gufo, if not for the fact that you need what you're cutting, potter, you'd be potter. Why? Delo mechayev afilu mishum tolda. The tolda tzarach shetei dami la'av malacha. It's not even a tolda. The tolda has to be with the av. In other words, built into the malacha of kotzer, it means it has to be, you need it.
It's almost all malacha the same. Demolish something, now malacha by itself, I just want to break something. As they break on the account of one of you, we built something.
Correct.
So it falls on the darshan
and scab. No. So Tosfos in Shabbos says, it's not that. It's not the definition of the malacha. It has nothing to do with the technical machlokas of Davar She'eino Mischaven or not. It's a technical machlokas. Here, I'm definitely pulling up the weeds. I'm definitely doing that. Why am I doing that? Because I want the vegetables over there to grow better. Do I need this? No, this is total garbage. That's not kosher. Ah, you're doing it for a purpose. You're not stop doing it for no purpose. You have a purpose in mind. You're very smart. Doesn't matter. You don't need the kosher. You don't need what you cut. It's not kosher. Okay? So it's unrelated to that machlokas. About whether it's Davar She'eino Mischaven or not. Tosfos says that in Shabbos. Unrelated, because it doesn't matter. Now, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev twice, says Tosfos. Kasha l'Rabba, the Kasha on Rabba was like this. He's explaining the Kasha. The author, Basa HaDimyon, he went after what you're doing. What are you doing? You're doing Choresh. The Hacha, Zomer, Lo Dami Klal Inoteya. Zomer has nothing to do with planting. Pruning is not planting. Da'afal Pikein, Chayev Bishum Noteya. You should still be Chayev. Still be Chayev. Why? Still doing it. The Kasha l'Rabbi Yosef, Afilu Eina Mischavein, L'Tzomeach, HaGefen, even though you have no kavara to sprout over here, Kivin Devadai Matzmaach, Machmas Hasimur, Chayev Bishum Noteya, the Hastam Ka'amar of Kahana, Afilu L'Chisha. Okay, fine. He just explained the Kasha according to both of them. According to each of you, you should be Chayev twice. Now, V'i Kasha, Ha'amrinan B'dechta Achriti, we say somewhere else, Mishum Risha Ata Achas Ata Machayevo. You can only be chayev for one rishos. V'yata mechayevu mishum shtei rishuyos. You can't be chayev for two rishuyos. That's Mr. Schiffer asked. You can't be chayev for two things. You can only die once. Right? You can't be chayev for two things. Sounds like a... Tiratachi. That rule about Ika only getting one rishos, Kigon, the Ika misa umalthus. That only applies when the punishments are different. So he's kilei v'drabine. You get to do two things, and they're both different. You get the worse one. Avotarti mili da asirin de dami lahadadi b'shtei malchus. But if there's two things, you do one action, and it gives you two punishments, and they're both malchus. Tarvayu chad rishu. That's called one rishu. Why that's the case? I'm not sure. Why is that the case? What? The Malkus twice? So then what are you giving Hasra for? Because maybe you're not going to do this on Shabbos. Not going to be a case of Hasra. How can it be Malkus? Maybe it's Yontif?
Why
are
you giving both?
What? You only die once.
No, the Malkus.
But you don't, when do you get Malkus? You don't get Malkus. On Yontif you get Malkus. On Yontif. If it's Yontif you get Malkus. Maybe it's Yontif. Right? All Malkus is called one Rishus. Why is the Rishus go by the punishment? I did two Averis. Well, since it's only one of Onesh, it's one Rishus. Why is that true? I don't know. We have to learn Right, so there's two Onshin that are totally different. You only get one. And it's totally the same, or then you get both. Why? Why? Why should that be? Right? V'haki nami amr sechus p'sachim barakal shah. Amr abaya, everyone knows this gemara. Achal putitza loka arba. You eat a certain bug, you get four malchus. You eat a different bug, you get five. Why? Because it's a creepy crawly, and it's also in the water, and it's also in the air. All these, everyone's in a separate issue. You can get five. Af agav, the Rav Kahana amorahu. Listen to this. Rav Kahana's an amora. Right? Makshi minehu l'rabba v'rab Yosef. Rabbi Reb Yosef, Abaya asked the Makasha on a member of Rav Kahana. Abaya, Rabbi Yosef could say, with all due respect to Abaya, we don't hold like Rav Kahana. We don't have to hold like that. We should have the Rabbi, but no, Rav Kahana was a very great man. He was very, very great. So Rabbi Reb Yosef have to contend with what Rav Kahana said. However, you understand? Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Rav Kahana said you chayev twice. Why did you chayev twice? But you asked me a question from Rav Kahana? That's not a kasha. No, it is a kasha because he's a very great man. Then, what? Why? Huh? So, but however, Tosfos does say, the kasha lo garsidan. But to end off with a kasha? That's crazy. Why? The kibbutz delav tanahu lachashu lekol kach pligya le. So they argue on him. He's not a tana. So they argue. It's a big deal. They said you only chayev once, and Rav Kahana said you chayev twice. So good. That's not kasha. Says Tosfos, take out the word kasha. Interesting. Okay. We have 5 minutes to get to the bottom. Eishvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked the following kasha to Rabba. Hamanachesh. What's menachesh? Weeding. Hamachape leklayim, or you cover over the klayim, loka you got malchus. Rebbe Akiva over af hamakayim. Even if you're makayim klayim, you get malchus. Veshlomo ledidi, daminim mishum zoreya. I say it's zoreya. Hainu di sura zuriya beklayim. So you're not allowed to plant klayim. Eludidach, Tamata Mishum Choresh, you hold it's Choresh. So Choresh by Klayim Miyathira? Choresh is the Isra of Choresh by Klayim? We never found such an Isra. On a plow Klayim? So the Gemara says, Amar Lai, no, he answers back Mishum Makayim. No, I hold your Chayef because you're Makayim. You're Makayim it. You're keeping it there. Every minute it's there, you get an Avera. 1 second. So this is Gemara. You can't be, that can't be right. Hamaditani Sefer, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Mishum, Afa Makayim. Rabbi Akiva says, well, you're not allowed to even be Makayim. Mekal, the Tanakama, La Mishum Makayim Hu. So the Tanakama was not talking about Makayim. So the Gemara answers, no. Kula Rabbi Akiva Hi. The whole Bart, the whole Bryce is Rabbi Akiva. I, Rabbi Akiva, only, name only pops up in the Sefer. So the Gemara says you have to change it around. Ma Tam Kamar. Rabbi Akiva is giving a reason. Ma, my Tam Hamanachish Hamachafe Beklayim Loke. Why do you hold that if you do these things, you're loke? What are you doing? You're mekayim. You're mekayim the klayim. Why? Ah, shavikiva omer afa mekayim. Even you're mekayim. And by the way, my time is Rabbi Akiva. What's his reason? Why are you not to be mekayim? Why is that true? The Tanya says sad chalosis meklayim. You're not a plant klayim. You're not a plant. Ein liela zoreya. Mekayim menayin. How do we know I can't even mekayim it? Tamad lomer. Klayim sad chalo. Now, that those are the same words from the Pasuk. All we did was change around the put the comma in the wrong place. In other words, you can read the Pasuk to say, sad chal klayim lo. Right? That's not really the full Pasuk. It's not even, those are not even words in a Pasuk. Right? It says klayim sad chal lo. Oh, klayim. It does say it.
No,
Sadchalos is your klayim. Right? So you put the comma in the wrong place, it says Sadchal klayim lo. It's the idea, you can't even mean Makayim klayim. Tanan, 1 second. Below the Tanan Mishnah, Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moed u'bashviyas. You're allowed to irrigate a field on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Bishlom b'moed mishum tirchahu. I understand why you can do it on Chol HaMoed, because as we started off by saying, either it's a Durabana, so the rabbis never asked it, or the parameters were given to them. And Mishum Pseda, Shah Rabbanon. If there's a loss, Rabbanon said it's okay. El Shvius, but according to Shemitah, on Shemitah, Bein Lamandar Mishum Zareya, Bein Lamandar Mishum Choresh, Zareya Becharisha Beshvius Mishari? Why is that mutter? Why on earth is this mutter? Right, you asked it in the first line of the Mishnah, you asked that question, right? Why is it mutter? Shemitah. Amar Baya, Shvius Bezmanazeh, Beshvius Bezmanazeh. We're talking about Shemitah Bezmanazeh. Rebbe he, and it's Rebbe. That what? That's only Durabanan. So Durabanan, Makom Hasid, it's Mutter. The Tanya, this is a very controversial thing. Whether Shmita Bezmanazeh says Durabanan or not. I don't know if that's ever been resolved. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Zed Dvar Shmita Shamot. It says, this is the story with Shmita, keep Shmita. The funny Lashon. Zed Dvar Shmita Shamot. So, B'shtei Shmitas HaKasa Medavir. We're talking about two Shmitas. Achas Shmitas Karka, V'yachas shmitas k'safim. Bizman sh'ata meshamed karka, ata meshamed k'safim. Bizman sh'iata meshamed karka, iata meshamed k'safim. And therefore, since there's no shmita bizman hazeh, that's why you're allowed to irrigate it. Rav is going to give another answer, and we'll do that. That we'll do tomorrow. All right? Everyone have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.